Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Remember when mom used to reach into her purse and pull out a few bucks and give them to you? This ain't that. This is San Francisco mayoral candidate Daniel Lorry getting $1 million from mom to run that race. For more, we're joined live at the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS insider Phil Mateer. And Phil, when are we going to get money from our moms to run?
Well, first of all, Eric, I'm not sure would let us run for mayor of San Francisco, and I definitely know that they wouldn't be kicking $1 million into the effort through an individual political action committee that she and some other people have set up to help Daniel Lurie try to unseat Mayor London Breed. It's a pretty amazing figure. As a matter of fact, it's the highest that anybody's contributed in a mayoral race.
What's that money going to be spent on?
Well, it's going to start out with some billboards all around the city in English and Spanish and Chinese, basically touting Daniel Lurie's leadership capabilities. You know, he's running on a couple of things. Number one, on trying to get the city back on its feet and cleaned up. That's a vision he shares with Mayor London Breed and a majority, an overwhelming majority of the voters of San Francisco. But the question is London Breed getting the job done? And polling shows that she isn't, that she's the voters of about, you know, two-thirds of them are ready to look for somebody else. And so Daniel Lurie is going to spend this money, or is this PAC in this money, to introduce him to voters, to put some sunshine out there saying that this person agrees with you, but they can get the job done.
Yeah. Whatever happened to progressive San Francisco? They tend not to like people with deep pockets.
That's right. And that's been a notorious, you know, you as you and I have covered over the years, you know, the minute deep pockets show up, there's usually somebody banging the pots outside their door saying it's the billionaires that are financing this. Lurie's money and support comes from billionaires, tech billionaires, biotech billionaires. WhatsApp founder Yann Korn put $250,000 into this PAC. So there are a lot of the billionaires out there. But, Eric, right now, the progressives just don't seem to have that voice right now. They've got, you know, about 30% of the vote. But after the recall of District Attorney Chesa Boudin and the new DA doing what a lot of people think is a great job, the recall of the school board, what we're seeing now is the progressives, you know, they can bang, but I'm not sure how loud they can bang. Asha Safaib, the third candidate in this race, he's going to be up to him to sort of bang on Mayor Breed and on the billionaires. It's a question to see if he can get traction. And it's also going to be interesting to see how long Daniel Lurie keeps up the smiling face, the I can do better. He's betting on Breed's own numbers and the stagnation in the city continuing and things getting worse and him being the good alternative. It's going to be interesting to see what happens if Breed's numbers go up or the city gets better and we get into a more traditional fight. But right now, mom's in his corner and mom is spending some big, big money.
Thanks so much as always. That's Phil Mateer, and Phil will be back this afternoon at 5:50.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.